The pasuk says in Parshas VaYikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yishyaldu al mishpachosam lebeis avosam. And Rashi says, Haviu sefi sechaseim, bring the svarim, bring the books that indicate your yichut, your lineage. Ve'edei cheskes leideisem kol echad ve'achas l'siaches al shevet. Everybody should bring a sefer which indicates what is their lineage. And the Medrash expands on this and says, B'shor shekibu Yisrael sa Torah, when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, Niskanu Umas Oilam Behem, the Umas Oilam were jealous. V'amra ma'ra elu l'skalarev yoysim elu. Why was Klal Yisrael brought closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive the Torah more than anyone else? Says the Medrash Sosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu as PM. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that their claim is inaccurate. For he said to them, V'amalem hevilu seifa yuchsin shalachem kederach sheviu bonai. My children have a seifa yuchsin, and therefore they are worthy of receiving the Torah more than anyone else. The Yismach Moshe explains this medrash. The Gemara Masechet Erevin Daf Yud Gimel teaches us, Noyach loy la'odam shloy nivra mishanivra. It would have been better for a person not to have been created. And the Mashah Masechet Machkis, Daf Chof Gimel Amabez, explains this Gemara. Because if we count the mitzvahs asay that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we count the mitzvahs lois asay that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we will find that there are many more mitzvahs lois asay than there are mitzvahs asay. There are shesa, 365 mitzvahs lois asay, and there are remach, 248 mitzvahs asay. So if we just look at it statistically, says the Marshal, it's more likely for a person to do an aveira than to do a mitzvah. And therefore, we could understand why Chazal teach us, noyach loy l'odom shloy nivra mishanivra. We would have been better off not having been created. However, says the Yismach Moshe, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar filamaisam. When somebody has a good thought, when somebody intends to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit as if we've done so. Says the Mashah, that is only by Klal Yisrael. Only by Klal Yisrael does HaKadosh Baruch Hu count our machshava toiva, our good intentions, as if we have already done the mitzvah. Why? So explains the Mashah, because all of Klal Yisrael come from the Avos. We come from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, people who are ready to be Maaseh Nefesh, people who are ready to give up their lives for Torah and mitzvahs, people who inculcated into our DNA that what we want to do is the right thing. So therefore, when a Jew has a machshava toiva to do the right thing, it's already as if he did it, because we assume that he's going to do it. And therefore, even if, unfortunately, he wasn't able to carry out his plan, it's considered as if he did so. Whereas by an aveira, even if a Jew has chas v'sholem the intention to do an aveira, that isn't the way to look at a Jew. A Jew really wants to do mitzvahs. If he does an aveira, unfortunately, he maybe sometimes does an aveira, but that is not who he is. So now, if we're going to combine the machshava toiva of the mitzvah sasei together with the mitzvah sasei, then we will, of course, have 2 times 248. And 2 times 48 is more than 365. But, says the Medrash, that's only by Klal Yisrael, where in our DNA, there is a natural desire to do only what's good, to do only what's right. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Umas HaOlam, Heviu Sefer Yechuseyem, do you have the same DNA? Do you have the same spiritual makeup as Klal Yisrael? If you do, then you also are deserving of creation, and you are deserving of receiving the Torah. But if you don't have that type of a makeup, then you're better off. Noich loish loy nivra. There are more mitzvahs lois asay than there are mitzvahs asay. And I saw that the Sefer Lev Avram actually takes this concept a step further. We know that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to the Umas Olam and offered them to receive the Torah. And they declined. So if that's the case, he asks, why in our Pasuk, why in this Medrash do we find that the Umas Olam and the Skana are jealous of Klal Yisrael that we received the Torah and they didn't? They also could have received the Torah had they just accepted it. They declined. What is their claim? So he explains that sometimes people who are jealous of other people, not just because they want what that other person has, what bothers them is why the other person has it, and just that alone is what bothers them. Not that they need it, not that they want it, they just don't want somebody else to have it. The Umas HaOlam could have received the Torah had they so wanted. They chose not to receive the Torah. So what happens in our Medrash this week? What happens in Rashi this week? What happens is they're saying, we don't want it, we don't need it, but we don't want Klal Yisrael to have it either. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, that's exactly why Klal Yisrael received the Torah and you didn't. People who have in them the nature that not only don't they want to have something, but it bothers them if somebody else does have it, they don't have the proper yichus to be the mekablei Torah, to be those that receive the Torah. Whereas people who have in them that nature, that even if they don't have something, for whatever reason, they're happy to see someone else have it, they forgive someone else to have it, they are the people of the Sefer Yochsin. They are the people that are worthy to receive the Torah. And Klal Yisrael are such people. As we lead up to the days of Shavuos, we have Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and then we have the Shloshes Yemei Agbola, the last 3 days, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay of Sivan. The second day of Sivan is called the Yom HaMiyuchas. And typically, the Mefarshim explain it's called the Yom HaMiyuchas because it's in between. It's in between Rosh Chodesh and it's between the Shloshes Yemei Agbola and Shavuos. There's a deeper pshat, says the Sefer Nezer Yisrael. Yom HaMiyuchas represents what is special about Klal Yisrael. What makes us special is that we are the people who are able to receive the Torah because, as we've been explaining, we are miyuchasim. We are people of the proper lineage. And that's why it's interesting to note that the day of the week of Yom HaMiyuchas is also the day of the week on which Yom Kippur will fall. Klal Yisrael's greatness is connected to our yichus. And there's a beautiful mashal in explaining yichus. There was once a king who wanted to build a beautiful palace and a beautiful room in his palace. And he brought 4 painters. And he said, I want each one of you to paint a different wall of this room. And there'll be a contest which wall is the nicest. 3 painters spent much time painting designs, pictures, colors, to come up with this incredibly beautiful painting. The 4th painter was sitting doing nothing. Nobody could understand. How do you intend to compete? How do you intend to fulfill the king's wishes by doing nothing? And the day comes, and the king comes to see how this room will look. And painter 1 pulls down the curtain, and painter 2 pulls down the curtain, and painter 3 pulls down the curtain to show what they have accomplished. But the 4th painter just pulls down his curtain and he just shows a mirror. My job is not, he says, to create. My job is to take the beautiful paintings and copy them and bring them into our lives. The Yom HaMiyuchas, The yichus of Klal Yisrael is for us to follow the ways of our forefathers. The importance in getting to Kabbalah Satorah is to declare in action, in spirit, in machshava, and in the way we think and our attitude, that we want to emulate the Avos, and then we will indeed be royi for Kabbalah Satorah.